Time now for this week's Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile.
I really want to know.
You're here with Enoch Mwamba for the Piffles Player Profile. Enoch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been in Saskatchewan for a little while now. Now, other than everyone says the fans are great, what's your favorite part about Saskatchewan so far?
You know what? Coming from Toronto, you know, just enjoying the simple life, to be honest with you, man. The ability to get from one place to another, you know, from A to B really, you know, quickly, no matter what time of day. I think I'm really enjoying that. And obviously, like, the community aspect of it has been really great. So, you know, being newly married this past off season, and my wife has as well, you know, having moved up here, I think we're definitely enjoying that part of it.
So when you aren't practicing, working out, watching film, all that kind of stuff, what keeps you busy?
I spend a lot of time with my wife. A lot of, you know, just building that relationship. You know, like I said again, you know, newly married this past off season, and you know, just enjoying that part of it. You know, building our relationship up to where we're going. And when I'm off the field, I like to read. You know, we watch shows, my wife and I. But you know, I'm really deep in my faith as well, so I spend a lot of time meditating. So I'm a pretty simple guy. I'm a very homebody. Very much so. So I enjoy some time alone as well.
All right. Now, how'd you get into football in the first place?
Man, it's a long, long story. But going back to when I was in grade 10, you know, I was suggested by a lot of people. I grew up loving the game of basketball, and I was pretty good at it as well. So, I enjoyed playing basketball. I thought I was going to play basketball, you know, in university. And it wasn't until grade 10 when a lot of my coaches and friends and family members, you know, just suggested that I would try it. And I ended up trying it, and like to say, the rest is history.
Okay, now, actually, going off of that, I talked to S.A. Marabre a couple weeks ago, and he said that when he was a kid, he kind of idolized you growing up, because you guys were, you know, same high school and all that kind of stuff, same schools. Yeah. Do you ever bug him about that in the locker room? Like, do you ever hold that above him, like, that you're his idol?
No, man, not at all, man. I'm extremely excited and proud of the man he's become. You know, he like he said, you know, we didn't go to the same high school, but we live right close to each other. He actually went to my little brother's school, and you know, that's like my little brother. You know, growing up, my older brother and I used to, you know, go train them, you know, him, and they had a little crew as well as my little brother, you know, just train them and just inspire them and motivate them to become the best they can be. And like, it's wonderful to see, you know, to see the maturation process that he's gone through, the growth process that he's, you know, he's experienced. I mean, you know, like I said, it's a wonderful thing to see. And for now to be able to play right behind him, you know, as a linebacker, and him a defensive lineman, is really a beauty. So no, I don't hold it against him. If anything, I just try to help him, you know, in his trajectory, you know, going up and continuing to grow and become better, not only a football player, but also a man. So it's an amazing feeling.
Who do you model your game around,
man? Growing up, you know, when I first started taking, you know, football seriously, there are a few linebackers that I looked into. There's this one linebacker, you probably don't even know him, but when I was in college, he played at FSU. His name was Geno Hayes. And, you know, my roommates and I, when we were in college, we always had, you know, guys that we modeled our games after. And, you know, all of us per position, there was about five of us, and per position we had a guy in the NCAA, we had a guy in the NFL, we had a guy in the CFL that, you know, we wanted to mirror, you know, their game after. And like I said, in NCAA was Geno Hayes, and in the NFL was Patrick Willis for me. And in the CFL, a lot of guys always told me that I played like Jamal Johnson. I don't know if anybody remembers him, but he played for Hamilton back in the day for a long time, and you know, I really liked this game, and I enjoyed watching him play as well.
Now, if you weren't a football player, what would you be doing today?
Oh, if I wasn't a football player, man, then I got so many options. I'm interested in broadcasting. I like to dabble in that. I also like motivational speaking. That's one of my passions. I feel like it's part of my calling as well. So I'd be doing that, and also probably running my own business as well.
What kind of business would you run?
Probably a sales and marketing business. Yeah, sales.
Something to get that money, right?
Yeah, something to get that money, man. You know, like I said, I've been around, you know, that kind of entrepreneurship, you know, area, and I've enjoyed it. And like I said, I feel like, you know, it goes naturally, especially being you know, able to be a leader on the football field, I think it translates very well in the business world as well.
Okay, so the first day of fall is Friday. Do you fall into that whole pumpkin spice everything?
Nah, not really, man. I continue to treat like any other day and you know, just try to strive to become better as, you know, the days go on and as the seasons continue to move on as well.
All right, so you have a time machine. You can go back anywhere in time. Where do you go and what do you do?
Man, I think it'd be a major challenge. Like I mentioned, I think I try to really strive to become the best that I can spiritually as well as you know, physically. But I would try to go back in the Jesus days, man, and try to see what kind of questions I could come up and ask Jesus. But I think it would be amazing for me to be able to witness the amazing signs and wonders that he was able to perform on this planet when he was here. So I think I'd go back to those times.
Okay, now one of our listeners on Twitter, Mike, he wants to know, what other games do you guys play on the plane? Apparently Bag of 20s is pretty good.
Yeah, Bag of 20s is a big game that we play. And there's a lot of gamblers on the team, including Glenn Love is a big one. No, but, you know, Bag of 20s, so, you know, you put your money in there and hope for the best. I was fortunate enough, you know, I usually don't play it. It's a very common game on an airplane. I usually don't play it. But the one time that I played this year, I won. So I don't know if I'll play it again, but it's very, very, very nice game when you win, especially.
Now, is there any embarrassing songs on your phone or iPod or anything?
Man, I'm trying to think.
Probably ones that you don't want to admit, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I can. I can say.
You have
right
like
now.
A little Taylor Swift in there.
Not so much Taylor Swift. I like Pink, you know. Yeah. Pink, you know, people probably wouldn't think I know anything about Pink, but Pink is someone that I really like over the years. I think she's a really bold person and she stands for what she believes in, so I enjoy her music as well.
All right, do you have any hidden talents that people don't know about that you kind of want people to know about?
I'm a great chess player. I can juggle up to four balls.
Four?
Four.
Anything other than, like, tennis balls?
Fruits.
Anything small and round, right?
Anything small and round that I can fit in my hand. I also speak French. A lot of people don't know that or expect that, but je parle français.
Excellent. And finally, we take a poll of all the players that we talk to here, and it's the most important question that we ask. Dogs or cats, and why?
I say cats. And why? Because they always land on their feet. You know, they can go through any situation and they may fall, but at the end of the day, they always land on their feet. And I try to model my life over that kind of model where, you know, no matter what happens in my life, you know, any type of adversity that I may face, you know, I try to get back on my feet, land on my feet, and get back to moving forward.
Excellent. You know, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And of course, if there's any player on the team that you'd like to hear from, let us know. And if there's a question you'd like to ask them, tell us what it is. And we'll ask him.